Hobby programmers, Nashville's data center fight, and the question frontier models can't answer. Michael Fogus's essay, Born Against, its title borrowed from a punk band, argues that hobby programming communities, including the demo scene, interactive fiction culture, game jam culture, and competitive programming, are increasingly and deliberately positioning themselves against LLM tooling. Not out of ignorance, the piece contends, but out of principled commitment to a particular kind of craft experience. For a professional writing production code, the question of AI tooling is almost purely instrumental. For a hobbyist making a Nintendo 64 game in 2026, the process is the point. The constraint solving, the dead ends, the moment when the sprite finally renders correctly. That experience is not a means to an end. It is the end. The Phobos Lab piece on making Xibalba 64, a Doom-like game running on real N64 hardware, exemplifies what that craft looks like in practice. The developer documents the deep knowledge required to work with the Reality coprocessor, display lists, microcode, texture compression, and the specific constraints of a 4-megabyte cartridge and 33 megahertz CPU. The write-up is trending not primarily on nostalgia, but as evidence that deep, low-level technical craftsmanship persists and produces remarkable things in an era of AI-assisted everything. Nashville's city council invoked eminent domain, the government's power to take private property for public use with compensation, to block a data center project near the Nashville Zoo that had already cleared private land acquisition. Using eminent domain defensively to prevent a private development the community has decided it does not want, is an unusual application that will likely face legal challenge. The substantive issue is the accelerating data center build-out across American cities and suburbs. A large hyperscale facility can consume more electricity than a small city while generating very few local jobs relative to its footprint. Concerns about noise, light pollution, water consumption for cooling, and strain on local power grids drove the council's action. And Nashville's move may be among the first of many as municipalities develop more sophisticated regulatory responses to data center siting. The week's highest scoring story, the discovery loop at 775 points and 487 comments, appears to be a tool for structured learning and discovery, its massive comment count suggesting it is either solving a deeply felt problem about information overload or touching a nerve about how people navigate it, possibly both. Elsewhere, scientists announced the identification of a multi-component alloy formed by the thermal and pressure conditions of the atomic bomb detonation over Hiroshima on August 6, 1945, 81 years ago to the day. The material has properties that were not achievable through conventional metallurgy at the time, and studying it offers both historical documentation of blast conditions and potentially useful insights into high-entropy alloy formation. The emerging consensus in AI infrastructure holds that frontier model quality is so decisive that the cost differential between frontier and open models is acceptable, that organizations should pay for top-tier models because the quality gap is too large to close with engineering alone. The CastForm retrieval result is the sharpest challenge to that consensus this quarter. The team is not claiming open models are better in general. They are claiming that for retrieval specifically, a well-engineered pipeline with an open model beats a naive frontier model deployment at roughly 1% of the cost. If the result holds up under replication with different evaluation methodologies and workload distributions, the implication is that most organizations are deploying frontier models for a mix of workloads without a clear understanding of which tasks genuinely require frontier capability and which do not. The next 6 months of independent retrieval benchmarking, as multiple teams attempt to reproduce or refute the finding, will be telling.